Shabbat, final hammer blow, which is one of the 39 forbidden activities of Shabbat, which is called Makeh Bapatish. Principle, question, meaning what is the principle for final hammer blow? What makes it forbidden and what is the rule of it? So the answer is, the final hammer blow is an example of completing a utensil, making it fit for use. This creative activity is forbidden only when one creates something that wasn't there before, such as opening a shirt at the neck to allow the head to go in, the final step of manufacturing a shirt. Meaning, Makeh Bapatish is the last, like when it says the last final hammer blow to get the nail in, means the last thing that you do to make the thing fit for use. So if the manufacturer made a shirt and there's no hole in it yet to get onto the head, then it needs one last thing done, and that's called completing the utensil or the object, whatever it is. And this is what is forbidden. We can't complete something. It is not forbidden, however, to cut open a sealed barrel to get its contents, since the barrel and its seal are two different items that were connected. Here, the opening was not created. It was merely revealed. The barrel had an opening already from before. It was just covered. So opening a barrel by cutting it where the seal is, and you're cutting into the barrel, you might also say it's the final hammer blow, because you can't get into the barrel and drink from it until you break it open. But since you're not taking one piece of something and making it fit for use, you're just taking two things that were glued together and just separating them. So that's different. Meaning the barrel had an opening already. You didn't make an opening. You just sealed it up and then you merely revealed it after. Now the Gemara. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Again, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, is saying another thing. That's why it says Ve'amar. And he said, that's why he's jumping from topic to topic. Because we want, the Gemara is jumping from topic to topic because it's the same rabbi who's speaking, the same man de Amar. Hapoteach bet hatzavar b'shabbat chayav chatat. Someone who opens the house of the neck, meaning the head opening part of a shirt on Shabbat, he's liable to a chatat, a sin offering. Meaning if he did it accidentally. But this is just the Gemara's way of saying it's forbidden. Matkif la Rav Kahana. Now Rav Kahana has a question on this. And he says, V'chima ben ze lim gufat chavit. How is this different from the cover or the lid of a barrel, which we know you are allowed to cut it open? So how is that different from this part, this halakha of the shirt? Amale, so he told him, Zechibur, this one is attached or bonded to itself, meaning the shirt is one piece. It's all bonded to itself. Vezeh, but the barrel case, Enochibur, is not bounded and bonded to itself. It has two things that is binding it. That's one way of learning it. You can learn these words in the opposite way. You can say Zechibur, again, attached is the barrel. The barrel has two things which are attached, whereas the shirt, Vezeh Enochibur, it's nothing attached to something else, it's just one piece. So you can look at it in each way, but that just shows how each of them is different. And the shirt example is forbidden because it's Makeh Bapatish, and cutting open the barrel to get this stuff out is not. Now, of course, you can't break a barrel on Shabbat if it's not for food or drink or whatever the case might be in that. But the point is, it's not Makeh Bapatish, but it could be something else. Each case has to be analyzed.